The John Elliott Theatre, JET, is a centerpiece of culture in Georgetown and Halton Hills more broadly. The adapted former church serves as an important venue for local performers and films. With Halton Hills being named a regional hub in the province-wide Culture Days celebration, the JET is being thrust further into the spotlight with some programming sure to broaden the mind. This October, several films are coming to the theater that feature the talents of Canadian filmmakers. One is a story set deep in the forests of Quebec, while the others bring stories from much closer to home. Il pleuvait des oiseaux. The film's English title is And the Birds Rained Down. Directed by Montrealer Louise Archambault, the 2019 flick is about three forest-dwelling hermits whose lives get shaken up by the arrival of two women. One is a photographer who is interviewing the survivors of a wildfire. The other is an elderly woman who was unjustly institutionalized all of her life. Lessons are learned and growth is had. The film will be premiering at the JET on October 6 at 7 p.m. For more information, check out its IMDb page and the Culture Days website. The Juke joined in Acton, a blues community, pre-release rough cut screening. The music documentary and concert film from Glenn Williams-based CA14 Productions is a labor of love for producer Eric Dout and director Peter Perko. It shines a light on a little place just outside Acton fondly called the Juke Joint, a large farmhouse room turned ultimate jam session locale where everyone from Juno Award winners to aspiring musicians has a chance to perform. A pre-release rough cut screening is hitting the JET October 8. There will be a presentation at 2 p.m., with the show starting at 2:30 p.m., followed by a Q&A with Dout and Perko. Click here to register for the event, voluntary, and to receive further invitations and updates as the movie progresses. Grandmother's Voice. Healing the Scars of Colonialism. Grandmother's Voice is a Halton-based community of Indigenous elders, knowledge keepers, and educators who do work in the realm of advocacy and healing. On October 13, the JET will play host to its documentary, Grandmother's Voice, Healing the Scars of Colonialism. It examines the role non-Indigenous people play in addressing 250 years of colonialism and genocide, while also presenting a case for why this work is so important. The movie won Best Historical Film at the Culture and Diversity Film Festival in Los Angeles. If you would like to know more, visit the movie's Culture Days page. With files from Melanie Hennessy.